Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 371 for Thursday, April 30th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were stronger Thursday morning, following the advances seen in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil futures. Canola values in Canada were anywhere from $2 to $5 higher, July up $3.70 at $450.70 per ton. The downswing in the value of the Canadian dollar added to the bullish tone as it made canola less expensive to foreign buyers. Continued slow farmer selling in Western Canada and the need to keep weather premiums built into new crop prices further underpin values. However, signs that the technical bias in canola has turned lower helped to limit the advances. The large global oilseed supply situation was also overhanging the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., soybean futures were trading on both sides of unchanged, while wheat and corn were on the defensive Thursday morning. Chicago soybean futures were anywhere from 4 cents lower to 1 cent higher, July down 3.5 cents at $9.84.5 a bushel. Profit taking on recent highs helped to undermine the market, as did sentiment that the market was overbought. The large global soy supply situation was also bearish. Though concerns about possible labor disputes slowing shipments of South American soybeans were supportive, as was steady demand for the U.S. oilseed. Corn futures in Chicago were slightly weaker, prices anywhere from 1 to 3 cents lower. July was down 2 cents at $3.65¾ a bushel. Spillover pressure came from the decline seen in wheat. Further downward pressure came from reports that weather remains favorable for planting progress in the U.S. Midwest. However, positive weekly export sales data was supportive. The USDA said 945,000 tons of U.S. corn were sold for export during the week. Wheat values in Chicago were moving lower, as forecasts show more beneficial weather is set to hit the U.S. winter wheat growing regions later this week. Values were anywhere from 3 to 7 cents lower, July down 7¼ cents at $4.76¼ a bushel. Strength in the U.S. dollar index and a continued lack of fresh export demand for U.S. wheat added to the bearish tone, though sentiment that the market is oversold limited the declines, as did talk that the Kansas winter wheat crop is in worse condition than recent reports suggest. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Thursday, April 30th. I'm Taryn Shields.